I selfishly asked Paul to sing that song tonight. It has no big connection to our message tonight, but I was singing it in the shower this morning, and God, I want to hear this song to this afternoon. But anyway, it's good to be with you all this evening. If you do have your Bibles with you, please open up to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'll start reading at verse 9 through 13, which we do find the Lord's Prayer there in that section. And our Lord just explained to us that we are not to be hypocritical in our prayer lives, that we are not to pray for the glory of man's approval or with a self-righteous heart and attitude. But in verse 9, he says to us, pray then like this, not like that, but like this. And he says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's pray. Indeed, Father, we do lift up your name high, for you are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. You are our Father, and we come to you as your children tonight, asking, Lord, that you be gracious to us. As we look at your word, Lord, we ask that you would encourage us, that you would convict us, that you would cause us, Lord, to walk out of here, not just those who came to hear the word preached, but those who are ready to receive it and to leave the Lord's house and be very active and obedient to the word of God. We ask now, Lord, that you would be with us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This Lord's Day, we arrive at question 111. So if you do have your Baptist, or if you have your confession of faith, you will find the Baptist Confession Catechism in the back of it, excuse me. And you will find that we are at question 111. If you don't have a copy of your confession with you, then you can look at the back of your prayer sheet, and there you'll find our question and answer for the evening. Lord's Day 49 is where we find ourselves. This morning, Pastor John said, we're coming to the end of the year. We're coming to the end of many things, and we're now coming to the end of our study in our catechism, and I hope that you have been as blessed as I have been by going through the catechism and seeing these rich truths given to us in a systematic way, so to speak, but a way in which we can ask a question, a theological question, and then be given an answer that it might be able to help us to understand the truths of Scripture. Well, question 111, let's go there, and it asks us, what do we pray for in the fourth petition? Answer, in the fourth petition, which is, give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11, we pray that of God's free gift we may receive a competent portion of good things of this life and enjoy his blessings with them. And of course, there's some scripture there that we'll be touching on to support this answer. The fourth petition is Matthew 6:11, the words of Matthew 6:11, which consist of one verse and literally, depending on your translation, seven words in the English language. Give us this day our daily bread. But in this short verse, we do find a command from our Lord for us to come to him for our daily needs. The Lord Jesus himself, our Savior, with his own lips, gave us this model prayer for our good and for his glory. And in it contains that we first and foremost should hallow his name. So we start with giving God glory for who he is, because he is deserving of our praise. Then secondly, we go to God's kingdom coming, that we want God's kingdom to come as he tells us to pray, which we've already heard is a already and not yet reality. Thirdly, we are to pray that God's will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Again, a not yet and already kind of request. And notice that the first three petitions focus on God, whereas the third three petitions, the last three petitions, focus on our needs. Some theologians have compared this to the law of God. The law of God has two tablets. The first four commandments are focused on God and our relationship with God and sinning against him. And the second tablet focuses more on us and our relationship to each other. And in the Lord's Prayer, we see that the first three petitions focus on God, and the last three focus on us. So if you look at the Lord's Prayer again in Matthew 6, you see, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then it says, the second three petitions is, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So we see that split of the first three pertaining to God, the second three pertaining to us. Of course, all of it is consumed by our love and our need for God. As the scripture teaches us over and over, God's glory is always the most important focus for us. God's glory is always our main focus. And everything else falls under that. We cannot give or receive anything from the hands of God with a right heart unless we have the glory of God in mind, that all good things come from him. So we have to have the glory of God in mind when we think about God giving us good things, because we are to give him glory for those things. Well, tonight in the fourth petition, we are instructed to pray for something that concerns the creature, which is us, as we just heard about, which is our need for daily sustaining grace, both physically and, more importantly, spiritually. When we look at our answer this evening, we see first that we are given what we are to pray for. And we're given an inspired answer, so to speak, because these words are the words of Scripture. "Give us this day our daily bread" is what we are to pray for. There's been a lot of confusion or lack of clarity as to what it is meant by bread here in this text. I don't want to go down a rabbit trail or a rabbit hole and spend too much time on the differences of understanding of bread here in our text, but at a surface level, I want to acknowledge that the few different understandings. There are some who and have thought that daily bread only consisted of the sacrament or the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper was given 7 days a week at the Catholic Mass. And sometimes people taught that that's what the Lord meant, that he would give us our daily bread and we would come to the Lord's Supper, which we deny that. That's not what the text is sharing with us. Some say that it's only that which we need for our physical health only, so food or drink in general. I think we're getting a little bit closer to the right interpretation here. Then there are those who say that it's not only physical bread that is being talked about, but what is also encompassed is all of our needs, like clothing and shelter and food and drink. Now we're getting really close to what the interpretation is here, because now we're starting to encompass all these things, and we can say amen to that. But I think that our forefathers specifically go a little bit further than that, and they say not only is it for our physical needs, not isn't it our daily needs that we need of clothing and shelter, but it's also for our spiritual needs as well daily. Give us this day our daily bread. And we ask for that, for sustaining grace daily. Herman Witsius notes, "It may be regarded then as a settled point that bread signifies all food, either meat or drink, but there is nothing to hinder us from extending the meaning of the word bread a little farther, so as to include clothing, habitation, and all the conveniences of the body and of life." End quote. We will then, with our forefathers, concede that this bread spoken of here is to mean both physical needs, food, drink, health, as well as clothing, shelter, as well as spiritual needs as well. Or as Gregory of Caesarea explains to it, what is useful for our existence for daily life is the bread that we're speaking of here. Well, now that we are aware of what we are praying for when we say to our Lord, "Give us this day our daily bread," then we can look now a little further into this text. And I want to just point out a few things concerning this text before us, and then we'll continue on with the answer that we have before us as well. But one, we see that the Lord's Prayer here in verse 11 starts off by saying, give us our daily bread. It doesn't say, give me. The Lord doesn't express to us, okay, go to your Father in heaven and say, give me this. But for some reason, our Lord says to go to him and say, to provide us, to give us this day our daily bread. It's in the plural and not in the singular. Now, it's not wrong for us to go to the Lord and pray for the spiritual needs that we need daily and the things that we need daily as an individual. But that's not what our Lord is calling us to do in this prayer. He's calling us to use the plural to give us this day our daily bread. Thomas Watson says it this way. He says, why do we pray in the plural, give us? Why is it not said, give me? To show that we are to have a public spirit in prayer. We must not only pray for ourselves, but others. Both the law of God and the law of love bind us to this. We must love our neighbor as ourselves. Therefore, we must pray for them as well as ourselves. Every good Christian has a fellow feeling of what he wants and miseries of others, and he prays God would extend his bounty to them, especially he prays for the saints. Praying always for all saints, Ephesians 6:18. These are children of the family, Thomas Watson says. So it's about corporate prayer. It's about praying for one another, not only ourselves, but praying for one another. You see, we are commanded here to pray for the daily needs of not just ourselves, but for the daily needs of our brothers and sisters, both physically and spiritually. Let me ask you a question I hope that is convicting to our own hearts, but how often do you pray for your brothers and sisters to just be given their daily bread by God and to sustain them and to keep them content? How often do we bow our heads and say, give us this day our daily bread? So not only me, Lord, but my brothers and sisters who need their daily bread. And they don't need more and they don't need less. They need just enough, Lord, to sustain them for the day that we might stay dependent upon you. This is very convicting for me. It's convicting this week, and I've been able to pray these things for my brothers and sisters this week by God's grace in giving me the ability and the privilege of being able to study this text. And I think it's very important, brothers and sisters, that we do take this model prayer seriously and daily pray for each other, that the Lord would give each of us our daily bread and enough that would sustain us and enough that would cause us to be dependent upon our Lord, no more or no less. Which is what we see secondly in this verse, which is this day. We see the phrase, this day, our daily bread. We are not asking for what we or others need beyond the day that we find ourselves. If we are willing to wake up in the morning and ask the Lord for daily rations of good for us, this will keep us more dependent upon him and keep us from being anxious about the future, as well as keep us from taking for granted that we have more than we need for today and start focusing on tomorrow too quickly. In the context in which we live, it's very hard for us to pray for God to just give us our daily rations, because we walk out of our bedrooms that have closets full of clothes and our bedrooms that have more than we need in there to our kitchens that have more food than we need and our pantries that have even more food than we need. And we're supposed to ask the Lord to give us our daily bread. But brothers and sisters, we are to ask him to give us our daily bread, and we're to take the abundance in which God has given us and see that he has given us more than we need today, but also see that it is important that we see that it is only that which we need for that day that we should be praying for, that God might move us through that day and keep us dependent upon him. Keeps us from being anxious, like I said, but it also keeps us from looking too far ahead. James 4 tells us, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. We're to say, if the Lord wills. So we are to pray to the Lord for our daily needs as well as others, even though we may have more than what we need for that day. So we've seen that we are to pray, what we are to pray for in the fourth petition, which is to give us this day our daily bread. which without saying it outright in this text, but is a logical extraction of truth from this text, is that God is our only provider, and because of his mercy and grace, we are to come to our Father by the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ in this text and ask for ours and others' daily bread from him and him alone. So it's not only do we not pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, but we're only to go to one Father, the only true Father, the only true God, and ask him for those things because he's the only provider for us and to us in these things. And brothers and sisters, anytime we do not give credit or we do not give praise or we do not acknowledge that everything that we have comes from the hand of God, we break the first four commandments of the law of God because we are not acknowledging God for who he is. James says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Psalm 54:4 says, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He upholds our life. We are to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Well, our catechism answer goes on to say, after giving us the fourth petition, that we are to pray that of God's free gift we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy his blessings, and enjoy his blessing with them. In this petition, then, it should cause us to do a few things, or it should cause us to have a few attitudes coming from the heart. First, it should humble us, because in our catechism it says that we pray that of God's free gift. It's a free gift. It's God's grace. It's his mercy to us. Every breath that you take right now is a mercy. It's a grace of God. You are unable to even keep yourself standing at this point. You are unable to provide for yourself anything unless it comes from the hand of God. It is a gift from God. You see, when we pray this petition and are given our daily bread, it is all of grace from God. We are not owed these things, but we are to receive our daily bread from God with our face prostrate to the ground with a humble and contrite heart, knowing that God is providing for us out of his mercy and grace. As an earthly father cares for his children, so our heavenly Father cares for us. It is a free gift given to us by our Father, and because we know that, it should cause us to have a humble heart before the Lord, that he would even give us anything at all. But he gives us an abundance of things. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 30, if you would, please. Proverbs 30. And here is a familiar verse, a convicting verse, one that helps us to understand what kind of attitude we should have. We should have a humble heart before the Lord. And we see here in Proverbs chapter 30, Agar, we don't know who he is, but these are the words of Agar. And he says in verse 7 through 9, he says this, two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and still and profane the name of my God. Lord, do not pour out your riches and things to me that I might look at these things and become so myopic upon them that I in my heart say, who's the Lord? Who is Yahweh? I don't need him. I have everything I need. And also, Lord, please give me enough that I'm not so poor that I might not go out and steal, that I might profane your name. And he's asking for something that the Lord provides for us. The Lord is never going to give us something to cause us to turn away from him, both in riches or poverty. But it is us that have to have the right heart before the Lord to trust that what God has given us is sufficient for us. This is the humble request that we should always have on our lips. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 through 9. Secondly, our answer goes on to say that we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life. That we might receive a competent portion of the good things of this life. I love that it says that we may receive a competent portion of good things. It doesn't say abundance. It doesn't say overwhelming amount of, but it says a competent. It does not say an extra portion, but a competent portion, or we can say an adequate portion. The opposite of competent would be an exceptional amount of things, meaning that we might receive just enough of the good things of this life that is sufficient for our daily life. Going back to that verse in Proverbs, that our Lord would not give us so much riches that we would deny his name, or poverty that we'd steal and profane his name. And thirdly and lastly, in our catechism, it says that we might enjoy his blessings with them. You see, we know that anything that our Lord gives us is a blessing for us to enjoy and appreciate, which should cause us to acknowledge that all things come from God that are good, and he does not withhold that which we need to be more holy and to be more dependent upon him, so that we might be able to give him glory and praise and honor for all that he has done for us. We are to praise God. We are to enjoy the blessings that he's given us. We enjoy those blessings by showing our gratitude back to God for what he's done for us, what he's given for us. There's nothing wrong with enjoying what God provides for us, but we are to do it with a heart of gratitude to him and give him all the glory. Great things he has done for us. Great things he has given us, more than we deserve. And we are to pray daily that the Lord would give us this day our daily bread. Now, in conclusion, it's a small question and answer. It's a short verse. There's much more to dig into, but we want to get to prayer. So, in conclusion, we've talked mostly this evening about the physical needs that God provides for us. But we cannot forget the most important thing for us, and that is our spiritual needs that our Lord gives us. Would you rather have everything that you need to provide for yourself, clothes, shelter, cars, all of these good things that God has given to us, and they are good things, and they're from the hand of God. Would you trade all those things for a healthy spiritual life? Brothers and sisters, I hope we would. I know it would be hard, but our spiritual needs are so much more important, because if our spiritual needs are taken care of, it doesn't matter what we have, we're going to be right with God and right before God with the right attitude before God. Because in this very text, and in the context of this text, in Matthew chapter 6, if you turn back there with me, it does have this idea of our spiritual needs. Because it has that very familiar verse in verse 33 that exhorts us, after the Lord says, do not be anxious for anything, the animals and the trees and the flowers are given their clothing. He says, and how much more is your Father in heaven going to take care of you? So don't be anxious for anything. But he says in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we're to seek the righteousness of Christ. We're to seek the righteousness of God. And as we seek those things, and as we seek to be strong in our spiritual lives by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God, then these things will be given to us. And when they're given to us, because we're strong spiritually, then we will accept them from the hand of God. Our spiritual needs outweigh our physical needs any day of the week. We need them both, but without having our spiritual food daily, we will never be able to be thankful and appreciative to what God has given us. Because our Lord tells us earlier in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, a very familiar verse again, that man does not live on bread alone, but on the very words of God. We live on the very words of God. This is our spiritual nourishment every day. We are not to neglect the food that is given to us every day. And as we feed ourselves 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day sometimes, we too should have this open 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Seeking the Lord's wisdom, seeking the Lord's good for us, and seeking his righteousness. And all these things will be given to us. All these things will be given to us. Brothers and sisters, let me encourage you this evening that it's our very Lord Jesus Christ who is speaking to us here. It is our very Lord here from his lips that is giving us this model prayer. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who, when we were dead in our sins and trespasses, came down from heaven at the proper time, was born of a virgin named Mary, grew up as a little kid, and grew up into an adult, never sinning, obeying the Father's law perfectly on our behalf because we had broken it, and then going to the cross, bloody and bruised, embarrassed, ashamed, marching to Calvary on our behalf, spreading out his arms on the cross, and taking the full wrath and punishment of the Father that we deserve. This is the Lord Jesus Christ that died for our sins, which is enough, who comes to us as a good Savior and says, by the way, you want to know how to pray? Pray these things, and I promise I will give them to you. We serve a God who not only paid for our sins, but continues to provide for our spiritual and our physical needs until that day when we see him face to face in glory. And we will not even have our eyes focused on anything except the glorified Christ in heaven, who we spend eternity with. And this is the season, isn't it? This is the season where everyone's making lists of their wants. Children have maybe wrote down on a piece of paper what they want for Christmas. We, in our minds, think, what do we want? For me, it's putting books in an Amazon cart and hoping my wife sees it so that she gets that for me for Christmas. It's these little hints that we throw out there. But brothers and sisters, I think it's important for us to take those wants sometimes and put them to the side. Come to God's word and see what is it that he would have us come ask him for. And here he calls us to come and ask for our daily bread, our needs, physical, spiritual, and all of the things that we need to be able to live a godly life before him. Not that those things are bad, not that those things won't come from God when they come to you, praise him for those things. But simply, can we come back to the scriptures and say, maybe the Lord has given us a list of things that we should ask for, daily even, and focus on those things. And as the abundance of things come to us, we can thank the Lord for that as well. Brothers and sisters, we are called to come to the Lord daily and ask for our daily bread. Do you go to the Lord daily and ask for daily bread that is sufficient for you to survive the day, not in this world, but before God in this world, that we might be able to be spiritually strengthened by that? And if you're an unbeliever, and in this context, many of you guys are believers, a lot of the children get to sit and listen, but you need to understand that you cannot come to the Lord and ask for daily bread unless you come to him first and foremost in repentance and faith, and trust in him as your Savior. So children, as you think about this season and you come to this season, there's only one thing that you need. I know there's a lot of things you want, but there's one thing that you need and you need to ask the Lord for. And that is a brand new heart, that God might change your heart and turn you away from sin and turn you to Christ and to follow after him, that you might be able to pray with your parents, give us our daily bread, Father, because you love me and you've provided for me Christ, and now you've provided everything for me. So it's important that we see that if we're in Christ, we are to ask for our daily bread. If we're outside of Christ, we are to come, repent, believe in the gospel, and then that daily bread will be provided for us as his children. So, brothers and sisters, May the Lord be gracious to us. May we not just overlook these seven words in verse 11, but take them very seriously in our daily walk with the Lord and come to him and say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread and be content with what the Lord gives you, because he's giving you everything that you need, because he knows best and he knows better than we do. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for providing for us much, much more than we deserve. We come to you, Lord, and we do ask that you would provide for us our daily bread. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us a humble and contrite heart to come before you with, as children, Lord, begging just for enough to cause us not to curse your name. And enough, Lord, that we might be able to become more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can come tonight as your people in corporate prayer, and we ask that you would be with us. Loosen our lips, Lord, to be able to praise your name for who you are, to pray that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just ask that your spirit would be with us now. In Jesus' name, amen.